The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Good morning, everybody. I feel like I always start these the same way for some reason, even though I'm trying to like start originally. I feel like I always start with good morning, everybody. Anyway, to sweep it up, goodbye, everybody. Have a great evening. I hope currently you're lying in bed, ideally. Maybe you're trying to fall asleep and you're listening to something so unbelievably boring that you finally just pass the fuck out. And if that's the case, then no worries, I'm here for you.
This sandwich is slapping.
All right, buddy. If there's one thing I don't appreciate, it's eating on mic. I think that's one of the worst things ever. So
you didn't hear me because I don't eat with my mouth open. Also, there's globally local Port Louis Mauritius today. Woohoo! Small talk. Fucking people who eat with their mouth open, who actually like chew loudly. How about I take a sledgehammer and knock all your teeth out?
Based and true. I agree.
You know who you are. There are some of you in my life. I swear to God. I will not be nice the next time. Actually, what I'll do, I'll take you by the jaw and just slam it against your head. So it closes good.
It's just not good, is what it is. I won't elaborate too much.
It's the most disgusting sounds ever.
Yeah, I agree. I think if you do it consistently, you're being bad. I think also you definitely know if you do it, right? Agree or not?
Yeah. There's no way you don't, right?
You have to, surely.
I'm thinking about it now. It might be that they don't. It might be that they don't. Like, I know my problem sometimes is if you invite me to dinner and I acknowledge this is a problem. And how I acknowledge is the problem, I see from the empty, the empty bowls of food all around me except for me. You ask me something, I'll talk. Chatterbox, right? I'll try to eat, but I'll also talk. And some people don't like that, I know. But then don't, like, try to, like, engage with me in the conversation. I can just be a listener. People actively are trying to, like, when I'm trying to eat. And when we all go out to restaurants with people, I am always the last one to finish my food because people engage in conversation, which I love. Of course, I love people engaging in conversation. But we can do it, you know, like in tandem. Because I appreciate the other day I went with a friend of mine to lunch, right? We did it in tandem. First, I was eating, she was talking, and then we switched. Because we were just catching up. Then I was talking, she was eating. And it worked.
That's literally just what a conversation is. I'm not sure what your
point. Normally, I mean, a conversation when you're not eating is just talking back and forth, right?
Okay. I guess there's plenty of... Listen to the last minute. You were just talking and I was listening. Now I'm talking and you're listening. That's literally the same thing.
Because I choose to.
I'm not chowing
down. Your points do not stand. I do not like you. I don't like your facts. I don't need logic in this house of God.
Okay. Bottom line, I am guilty of talking with my mouth full, for sure. However, people that are like not talking and chewing loudly, you need to work on that, king or queen.
You know, non-binary baron.
You need to work on that. Shing. I guess.
Shing. Bing. Chilling.
All right, Rudy.
I think this is one of those locations today, though, that you have to describe where it is first.
I do. So, Mauritius is technically part of Africa, I think. But it's like a small island well off the coast of Madagascar, well east of Madagascar. It's not that big. Truth be told, it's actually very high on my to-travel list because it's very picturesque has great beaches, and I think it's also statistically one of the safest countries in Africa. Yeah, I highly recommend anybody that is interested in traveling to a place that they are probably not that familiar with to check it out. Personally, I would love to go here as much as I would love to go to Fiji, which is pretty high up, I would say, on the list. So
4.5 years left.
Give it a look. 4.5 years, buddy.
See you there.
Hell yeah.
Right.
That'll be the official opening of our Fiji branch of Tome of Huzzah.
God, I would love that. Anyways, Port Louis, the capital of Mauritius, if I understand correctly.
That's right.
Right, and on to the, you guessed it, the news. Want to kick us off?
Peaceful march against SIM card registration in the capital is a great success.
What?
So there was a bill which was being passed regarding SIM card registrations. Everybody with a SIM card had to re-register their SIM card with the government, like their phone number and such. I read that it was like a method to fight drug trafficking and selling, I guess. I'm not exactly sure how, I guess just in the sense of you can track where messages came from. Does that make sense?
Okay, so like surveillance?
Yeah, I guess so, basically. There was a peaceful protest where people had goofy ass SIM card shirts. Google that if you want to see it. It was pretty funny. And yeah, they said great success. I don't know if anything actually changed about the bill, but the protesters were pretty happy with how it went.
What the? Maybe they didn't actually go for it. Like, they didn't want to go for it. The protesters, because the guy in charge for this was like, this like hunched over man, like Hunchback of Notre Dame, like, you know, hands rubbing like a fly in front of him. Yes, register your SIM card. Nothing bad will come out of it, I can assure you. And if something happens, oh well. And this like evil grin Grinch. And people are like, yeah, nah, something, I can't pinpoint what, but something not right about this dude. I have an ick.
I think that is basically the bottom line about this story. It's just you're increasing surveillance by a lot to something that probably won't help that much. So it's just like in the name of fighting crime, you're really increasing government
control. In the name of fighting crime, I will take your freedom. Wait a minute.
All right. Okay.
Now wait on, hold up, chief.
Yeah, basically the reason I picked this because I thought is their shirts were goofy, so.
I'm a SIM card. I need to be protested for. I have my rights.
There you go. Well, maybe they just needed a day on the town as well, you know. Just a reason to go out.
You know what? If that's how they celebrate life, pop off. I actually, though, have found something. Well, my name of the article is Diamond in the Rough.
Mm-hmm.
It is not often that I randomly stumble upon something that fully entices me without the help of flashy media or threads of fantasy. And it is even more unlikely that I would ever find myself to be surprised by a news article. Or shall I say, modern poetry. Whilst okay. Looking for news to share, I stumbled upon an article called The Next Years by Bwana, published in Mauritius Times. Mm-hmm. The name is Bwana, because I'm sorry if I mispronounce. I didn't care till this episode, but after what I'm about to read you, please, oh sacred one, I was trying my best.
Okay.
The article in itself is rather insightful, talking about topics like the future of the geopolitical environment of the world, sustainability, etc. Mm-hmm. But let me read you a few lines of the phrasing of this modern day poetry. It starts with, I am not a modern day Nostradamus. Indeed, given how the pace of change has quickened, it seems that predicting Quicksilver-like changes in a world that is often mercurial is a fraught undertaking.
Okay.
You like that? You like that phrasing for a general news article?
Very verbose, yeah.
Next one of the extracts. How will the stars in the geopolitical galaxy realign? How many comets will be seen streaking by, and how many black holes will occupy space where stars once were?
Okay. I hate to say it, but I think that's kind of shit. Like, the previous one I...
You have to remind yourself this is talking about politics.
Yeah, but, I feel like that was just very forced, if that makes sense. Like,
sure.
That doesn't... It's not, like, it's not...
That's the whole irony of the article. Why the fuck, instead of reporting facts, you write poetry?
I get, yeah, okay, that's true, but yeah. Okay, basically I'm saying that is shit.
Like, I found it, like, I actually read the full article. Those are the only two, like, examples. Go find it yourself. The article name is, as I said, The Next Years by Buana, published in Mauritius Times. And, okay, I take the extreme examples, but, like, not all of the phrasing is like this. But, holy hell.
It just, that just gives me, the energy of, like... Like, I'm just, this is a funny topic I like. Let's force it in here and then make it, like, non-correct comparison. Like, I could have said,
my mom gives advice on giving exams on topics you're not sure about. So, back when she was doing her exams for university, at the time she was doing for teaching, right? I believe. Yeah. And she was like, okay, so you have to learn a lot of topics. And for them, it was very common to have verbal exams, right? So just go there, you pull one of the topics and then you have to talk about it. Her example is how you can sleaze out of this. And fucking the most mom advice ever. So let's imagine you study for biology, zoology actually, about animals.
Yeah.
So, you go out there to the exam and you're like, fuck, I know so much about, like, I don't know, ants, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go out there, you pull your ticket, fuck, have to talk about dogs. Well, dogs are these quadrupedal animals. But you know what dogs sometimes have? Ticks. And ticks, as small as they are very similar to ants. Ants, however, and then you just go on about ants. So to my mom's logic, this is how you can pass every exam.
You just force your way into the topic that you want to talk about, basically.
I mean, to be fully honest, to her credit, my both, like, English exams that I had to pass, like the big ones, so at the end of my high school and for my IELTS exam, that's kind of how they teach you to do it, and that's kind of how I did it. Like, I remember from my high school exam, my thing was I pulled something about, like, disruptive technology. The day before, 1 minute video I had saw on Instagram about, like, the guy who invented the infinite scroll for Facebook. Like, the guy who implemented it. That, like, instead of, like, clicking to pages, you just infinitely scroll. And I was just talked about that. And they're like, oh my God, this guy, holy shit, he did it so well. And I was like, damn, Instagram.
All right. Well, that was something.
Go on.
I guess here's... I'm not sure if this is exciting or not to you, but I think it's pretty neat, actually, Rudy. NTC. No idea what that stands for, to be honest. Unveils fleet of 20 new buses for enhanced public transport. So... What's happening?
National Truck Cops.
Not bad. Maybe National Transport.
National Truck Corps.
National Truck Corps. Bringing in the buses. Yeah, anyway. So 20 new buses have been unveiled as part of an effort to renew the public transport fleet in Mauritius. The 20 buses are part of a bigger plan to identify several hundred buses that need replacement. to modernize the current public transportation fleet in Mauritius. Always love a good highlight on public transportation.
Public transportation for the American listeners. I know you're All not right. used to it, but Jesus, life is so much better with it.
So here's the main reason that they're introducing several hundred buses, and I want to see if you agree with this, because I wasn't really sure either way. The idea is they're going to replace, they're going to identify which buses need replacement. They're going to replace them with 400 new buses. And the idea is that the overall cost of adding 400 new buses is less than the maintenance of 400 existing buses. Does that make sense?
Kind of, but I'm skeptical.
I guess it's hard to tell, mostly in the fact of how old are the old buses, you know? Although, I'll tell you what, I don't know why.
How much are they paying in maintenance for the existing buses? Like, is it just that the fucking bus breaks down every single day? Old George comes out of the shack with, like, pliers and I don't know, some kind of, like, handcrafted minigun. Is like, yeah, buy them up.
Probably not. But, yeah, so I just had this click, actually. I'm not kidding. Like, literally, as I was saying my last sentence, it's because they're renewing to e-buses, like electric buses. I literally knew this detail. I don't know why that somehow eluded me. Yeah, it's because they're upgrading to electric buses.
Well, listen, we're sorry, never going to shit on somebody having a breakthrough live on the episode. Yes, Henry, you were an idiot. Yes, you were a dumb fuck. And yes, how the fuck did you not think of it before? But we are happy that you arrived at this conclusion now.
Thank you. Yeah, happy to say they're upgrading to e-buses as part of a sustainability goal and as a part of, like, having a modern fleet and reducing passengers getting stranded.
Yeah, well, whatever. Bring out the tents. We're going to be here for a while is my next article.
Okay, let's hear it.
There will be no explanation because it's just plain boring politics stuff, but here this article's, like, title. Arvin Boolel announced that there will be 43 hours of debate on budget.
That's a classic shoot myself in the head moment.
But that's a quote you can put in a frame on a wall. That's a classic shoot me in the head moment. I mean, talk about like 8-hour streams, am I right? On Twitch where people are like, oh, I'm going to like 43 fucking hours.
So true, debate. Actually.
This coming also, like, you guys, you did not know we're standing. I am doing this podcast with a celebrity. My dear co-host once did, what was it, Euro Truck Simulator? For how many hours?
Yeah, that's right. We did Euro Truck Simulator for 18 hours. Driving around the entirety of Europe was the challenge.
Jesus Christ. I remember I woke up in the morning, joined the Discord, you were streaming. Went for a walk, did my thing in the afternoon before taking a nap, joined you were streaming. Played Heroes of the Storm with my friend in the evening after 9 p.m. join, and I something like, and you're still streaming. And I was like, holy Jesus.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. They actually released a couple of expansions, so I should revisit this.
Oh, I wonder what they drop now. Atlantis?
They dropped the Balkans, Rudy. Yay!
Wow. You got more articles?
No, that was it actually for my end.
Okay, good. We are going to be going for a 43-second debate now. You guys listen to an ad.
Yay!
Global warming. An issue that truly unites the world. And while some would make you believe that big oil is here to save the day, we all know the truth. Some of us even more than others. Take coral reefs, for example. Or should I say, what's left of them. But fear not, listener, as you can still save the day. You are wondering, how? Easy. You see, it turns out that corals and algae stick to whatever they can to build their colonies. So by introducing more surface areas underwater, we could save the worldly reefs. You got an old tractor tire? dump it into the ocean. Have an old car you want to get rid of? Drive it straight off from a cliff. Are you rich enough to buy your second yacht and don't know what to do with the first one? Give it a proper goodbye by shooting some cannonballs at it and let that old lady serve a greater purpose. That's right, folks. The world is not lost yet, and let's hope I see your trash in our oceans. This ad was sponsored by Big Oil.
That's good. You know, that felt oddly earnest in the first 10 seconds, but I'm glad that took a turn for the better.
Took a turn for the better. You bitch, you made me laugh and I shit all over my screen. Where's my tissue?
For a second, I thought we were going to talk about conserving the earth, but I'm glad that we're talking about dumping trash.
No. We would never.
I think that's actually really smart. And you know what? Dear ad campaigner, I guess, I'll be visiting the beach this weekend. I'll be sure to throw all my trash right into the beach to enhance that coral growth.
Alrighty. Is it the weather?
I think so, dear sire.
Okay. October. Am I right, folks? The season of spooks and goofs. You might be wondering what to wear to this tricking or treating year. Well, let me tell you. It better be something skimpy. And yes, looking at you, hot beach boys. Because okay. I'm afraid it's crop tops for you. You might notice that the start of the month will see some rain and clouds, with daytime temperature staying around 25 degrees Celsius, and nighttime not rising above 20 degrees Celsius. However, rest assured that undressing yourself will be perfectly validated by the end of the month, with pure sunshine and up to 28 degrees Celsius throughout the day. I, for one, cannot wait to see this year's half-naked wonkas and their willies and challenging tennis players with more than one lover.
All right, okay. Great. Happy that that was in the weather report.
That's it for the weather. I think for one, as far as I put my like sexual innuendo jokes, this one was one of the best.
No, it's pretty good, yeah. Alrighty. Then let's go to keeping an eye out, shall we?
Let's go.
So, everybody, close your eyes. Imagine this. You're in a bustling crowd in the city, checking out the local markets, traditional clothing, and stunning harbor views. Later in the day, you're out in nature, trekking to some picturesque waterfalls, listening to birds chirping as you progress. In the afternoon, you're chilling at the beach, enjoying the clear blue water, and maybe you'll even go for a dive later. Ah, wow. This is great, you think. If only they didn't speak French here. Well, if your love of scenery is bigger than your dislike of French speakers, then maybe Mauritius can be your next destination.
Did not expect that one. Nice curveball in there. Did not expect that one. I fuck with that. That's a very nice curveball. I was like, no way did this man make keeping an eye out actually like proper for the first time. No fucking way. And of course, I ask and you deliver.
Yeah, we're not gonna be too earnest here.
No.
All right, ready? Onto the local business, I'd say. Would you like to go first?
Yeah, for this episode, I am feeling a little chaotic, a little scandalous, if you will.
I will.
People of Port Louis, this one's for you. You know how rowdy it might get in the evening of Hallow's End, right? How many people mingle out and about? Most of you likely also know that near the Natural History Museum, in front of the National Assembly of the Republic of Mauritius, is the Treasury Building, right? Well, not yes. to put any ideas in your head, but if I would perform a heist to help myself to some rubies and opals, I most probably would do it at a time when no one could see me do it because of an oversaturated crowd. Not to put any right. ideas in your head, though.
That sounds very civilized, Rudy. I'm glad to hear that you would never rob anybody and that you would definitely only do it, or not do it, sorry, you wouldn't do it, and you would not do it, especially not if, and nobody would know that it was you. So, good to know, Rudy. My recommendation, a little less cheeky, is just going to the Port Louis Central Market. I think marketplaces are always a good vibe and a nice way to check out the local culture as well. Mostly if you don't fall into the tourist traps, though, so keep an eye out, I guess. And on that note, for the radio stations, I've got today MBC Cool FM. Much like the name suggests, it plays chill island vibes, perfect to lay back on the beach and enjoy the day.
Anyways, for my suggestion, I have something that everyone will like. And by everyone, I do mean any single person tuning in to listen to my suggestion. That's right, I gave you the victory last episode. This one, coming back with a curveball, Henry. Folks, go and check out Radio Plus. Wait, what's that?
Okay.
Don't like it. Okay, that's fine. Because then you can check out Radio Plus Fever for some upbeat pop. Not your style? Well, then how about Radio Plus Hits for all the classic enjoyers? Wait, what's that? Still no. Well, there's only one group of people who would not like any of the previous ones, and fear not, as we got your taste buds covered. Radio Plus Indies for those good old Bollywood classics.
Radio Plus really has it covered by the sounds of it.
Honestly, everything you can imagine on God's green earth.
All right, well, Rudy, where does that bring us today?
Anyways, this has okay. been Globally Local FM, brought to you by Tom of Huzzah. Go check out Colossal Pango on Twitch, our dear colleague. He streams some games. He recently just started playing. Actually, by the time this episode comes out, it's not going to be recent at all. Actually, wait, let me try and predict what he's going to play in October. In October, Colossal Pango will be playing... Fuck, what comes out soon? Civilization 7 will not be out yet. Wukong is out right now. Ah, by October, you might already be seeing me on some of those streams. That being said... Ooh. Your favorite co-host of this podcast might be on a stream? Am I right? How can it get better? Point being, go check him out. If you want to do some good old feedback, find some Q&As under the episodes wherever you listen to them, be it Amazon Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. 000RUDY00 on Instagram, 30RUDY30s to find me and to find Henry.
You could probably find me crushed by a tractor truck, or sorry, a tractor tire at the bottom of a coral reef. I also want to predict what games Colossal Penguin will be playing, and I think it will be Eternal Return. Might have heard of it. Pretty niche game,
okay.
Pretty sick.
And we are moving
yeah, I really
on
think
next
that's,
week
this
to.
Is happening. Drum roll, please. Malaga in Spain. Pretty fun.
Espanol. Honestly, cannot wait. Wait, what is that? A crowd of crazy people!